Welcome to Shulman Shulman and Daf, Shir Sponsor, and Shvatz, Aram, Yaakov, Shalom, Alea, Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Yuma Daf Ayin Hei. The majority of this Daf speaks about the Mon, and how the Milus that the Mon had, and how it came down, and all the details of the Mon. And Amud Beis, towards the end of the Amud, the Gemara brings a Machlekes of Rabbi Kibir Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara says, Tor Rabbanon Lechem Abir Mochalish, Lechem Shmalochei Hasharis Oichli Moisoi Dibir Rabbi Kibir. Rabbi Kiva said, the mon is the food of the malachim. Kashenem Rudvar and Lefnei Rabbi Shmuel heard this. Amalem Tzu Vamrulo Lakiva, go to Lakiva, Akiva to Iso. Kivi made a mistake. Vichi malachi ashar soichlim lachem. Malachim eat bread, and he brings the pasuk, the Moshe ben Shvain did not eat bread. Elo amani mekayim abirim lechem shenivlo b'matayim v'arbo v'shmoyne evar. It means, lechem, the mon was swallowed and did not come out of the body. But it's not the food of the malachim. The simple understanding when you read this Gemara is that Bishmael is telling Rabbi Kiva, what you're saying that you have food of malachim, that's not really possible. Malachim don't have food. There's no possibility of a malach to have food or to eat food. We see Moshe Rabbeinu Shemayim didn't have food. It's kosher and malachim. So this idea that you're bringing a food of malachim really doesn't belong. It doesn't even start. But all the Mefarshim, starting from the Rishonim to the later Achronim, really the Ramban on Chumash, the Maharal Chidush HaGadis, the Balatani in the Torah Or, Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chover in Siyas Yitzchok, and many others, all come to point out the same thing, which Lechur is also a Mefarsh HaChazal. That what Rabbi Kiva is saying, Rabbi Shmuel's argument, is very close to each other. Meaning what? Everybody agrees that the mon is a mazon ruchni, is a spiritual food. It's so spiritual that really it barely has any physicality to it. The problem that all the mefarshim are trying to explain, how something so spiritual can become physical in this world, can become an actual food. And in this, the Ramban says, the lush of the Ramban is, hamon hu mitoldois ha'or ha'elyoin. It comes in the light of above. Shinizgashim birtsoin boyerizbarch. It becomes gashmi, it becomes physical, because that's Rotzon Hashem. And the Baal Tanya explains everything that comes from above down below becomes gashmi, becomes physical. That's the what's called shtal shalosh. Shtal shalosh means something that goes from level to level, goes from the up there in Shemaim, in the more spiritual heights. As it comes down, it automatically becomes physical. So that's what happened to the mon. The mon is a spiritual food that comes down to the arts. That's what Rabbi Kiva says. It's food of malachim. Rabbi Shmuel is not arguing that malachim could have food. The machlekes is something else. As the Ramban says, and this is what the Maharal says, the Chiddush HaGadol more, Maharal explains what the Ramban says a little bit more. The machlekes is, do malachim need food? Meaning, do malachim need to be nishlam? Do they need to have anything to complete them? Rabbi Kiva's understanding is that even a malach is not perfect. It's not a mushlam. And there's something that needs to sustain him to give him more power and more koiches. Rabbi Shmuel argues and says, no. A malach, he is completely connected to Hashem. He doesn't need anything to sustain him. So it's a machloik is understanding what is a malach missing. That's what the Ramban and the Maharal, each one in his own way, explain. But the fact that something that is very, very spiritual turns to be physical, and that's what the idea of the man. There's no machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. And this is what Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chover ends, and he says, that's what the Gemara is saying, what Rabbi Shmuel tells us, shenivla be'ramach evarim, that the mon is swallowed in the body and doesn't come out, meaning that's what makes it so spiritual. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel are both saying the same thing. The mon is a spiritual food that came from Shemaim and turned to be physical over here, and therefore, it still has spirituality in it. How do we understand what it means, lechem abirim, that it's so spiritual? Rabbi Kiva says, that's what a malach has as well. Whatever the malach has, that's what the mon was. Shmuel says, no, a malach doesn't have food. But the way this is expressing itself, the way we see our ruchnin is, because in the nivla be'evarim, it doesn't come out. But they both are saying the same idea, talking about the spirituality of the mon, and the only machlekes is, to what level does a malach need it or not? Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.